That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy Tone, one half of the best black movie review podcast in the world. In the world, Craig. This episode of the Blackbusters podcast is brought to you by Amazon Prime. Prime is more than just free shipping. Prime brings you closer to the things you care about today through shopping, streaming, and savings. For example, did you know that you can listen to your favorite podcasts, like ours, through Amazon Music? Yep. You can also watch your favorite movies, like the ones we review on Blackbusters, on Amazon Prime Video. Yep. But it doesn't stop there. You can use Prime to get more out of your interests. From purchasing behind-the-scenes books about your favorite movies, to listening to soundtracks of your favorite films. Yep, yep, and yep. Whatever you're into, or just getting into, Prime can help you get closer to it. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to sign up. From movies and music to passions and podcasts, it's on Prime.
Blackbusters.
What's cracking, family? Your boy Big Jaws back in the building for another episode of Blackbusters, the best movie review podcast in the world.
In the world, Craig.
In the world. Yes. I am your host, Big Ja, along with my co-hosts.
Tone and them.
Yeah. Yes.
Tether Tone. There was a podcast.
There was once a time.
And they were talking. About the movies.
Yes. Man.
Yeah.
Let's get to it, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're about to review Us.
Mm.
Us.
Mm.
Another Jordan Peele directed film.
One of my favorite.
Written by
directors.
Jordan Peele. Yes. Directed by Jordan Peele. And it was one of them ones. It was a good film, man.
Very interesting movie.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting movie.
There's a lot going on there.
A lot.
I feel like the plot is needed to be explained.
Yeah. I still don't know what this movie is about.
Okay. Right? Like, I thought I was tripping. Yeah. Am I just not that smart?
I still there's something there, and I've tried to watch YouTube videos about it, like to explain it to me. Whatever it is. It is not off the shelf explainable.
Right.
Right?
You will have to probably talk to some people that watched it 10 times.
Yes.
Or were in there, we're involved in the writing process, know Jordan Peele directly, mm-hmm. or talk to Jordan Peele directly.
Right.
Because it's not really explained. Some things are just kind of symbolic, and I'm okay with that. I don't have to understand every single thing about it.
Right.
But we've had somebody in this room before this started said that the movie was... Mm-hmm. That he didn't like the movie.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
And so I want to ask him off air why he said that, because he's not going to be a part of the podcast.
Yep.
Excuse me. So the movie Us, written and directed by Jordan Peele.
Mm-hmm.
I love the way it was shot.
Yeah.
I love the casting.
Love Lupita.
Love Lupita. Lupita is the star mm-hmm. of it, along with Winston Duke.
Yes.
I know Brother Duke, man. He's a very good dude.
He plays his character well.
Yeah. Yes. He plays his character very well.
Yeah.
And if the character that he plays is supposed to be the way it is,
uh-huh.
He did a great job.
He did a great job.
Right. But I have a few things. I have a hot take.
Okay. Cool. Love it.
On
love it.
His character in particular.
Yeah.
I
loved Elizabeth Moss in this.
Yes.
She's great.
Yeah, she was. And it took me a minute. I was like, oh, hold on, that's Baby Girl.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Doing her thing.
She's great.
Baby Girl from Handmaid's Tale.
Yes.
Elizabeth Moss.
Yeah, she's great. She's a great actress.
She's super dope.
Great actress.
Handmaid's Tale off dot, just alone makes her great.
That's solid.
Yes, sir.
Solid.
Solid work. Mm-hmm. Solid work. This movie is about a family that goes to a beach house, almost a lake house.
It's their lake house.
A lake house in somewhere in the Bay Area,
Santa Cruz. Yeah, so that's north of the Bay, right?
No, Santa Cruz would be. Well, Santa Cruz is south of the Bay,
just south of the Bay. Okay.
Yes. Exactly. Okay. Yeah. So, and the main character is Lupita. Her name is Lupita, and her name in the movie is Adelaide Wilson. Adelaide Wilson is a young girl, assuming that she's the only child of two parents that are either going through a divorce or a breakup.
Yeah.
And she's at a beach fair in Santa Cruz. At Santa Cruz Beach, there's like a fair, carnival.
Yeah.
And she's walking around eating this candied apple.
Eating candied apple.
Walking behind her parents.
Daddy's drinking,
getting a little tipsy.
Yeah.
And they're going back, they're bickering. The parents are bickering, going back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just, they're kind of ignoring her.
Mm-hmm.
The mom knows she's there. The father knows she's there. But they're kind of like in their own world.
Yeah.
In their adult world, arguing.
Yeah.
Petty arguing, too. And
she's not the focus.
She's not the focus. She's just looking, eating her candied apple and watching behind her parents. Yep. She's about 3 yards behind her parents, four.
Yep.
And somehow throughout their father is playing a game. He wins a T-shirt for her first. Mm-hmm. Like this little throwing, knocking over the bottles. He wins a T-shirt for her. Is it Michael Jackson?
Thriller. It was Thriller. Michael T-shirt. Jackson. Thriller. Great T-shirt.
The great T.
Good dad right there.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. This is somewhere. Yeah. Assuming this is somewhere in the '80s.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's 86.
86.
It's 86.
Adelaide is about 9, possibly. They're
somewhere in that.
They don't say her
maybe
age.
A little younger.
Maybe she's
7.
Not,
7 to 9.
7 to 9. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. That's all.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure. So she's like, she finds her, she does this, which is weird to me that kids do this, but her father is playing the game. Her mom goes off to the bathroom. Her father's supposed to be watching her. She initially is right behind him, but he's playing like whack-a-mole.
Yeah.
So he's involved.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So she walks off. She sees the staircase. She walks down these little stairs into this
fun house.
It's a fun house, like a mirror, house of mirrors.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she walks into the house of mirrors, and she's seeing the mirror. And she's chilling. One of the little owl pops up out of the wall to scare her.
Yep.
And she gets a little scared, but she keeps going. She's just walking, wandering for no reason.
Yeah.
Like, no one's calling her. She's not following anyone. She walks into the house of mirrors, and now she sees all these mirrors, and she's trying to get out of there, and she gets lost.
Mm-hmm.
She thinks she sees the exit sign. She walks through the exit sign and runs into a mirror. Boom.
Yep.
She turns around. Now she don't know where she's at, but she's in this house.
Right.
This house of mirrors.
This is a classic setup.
Yeah. There's so many horror films that show someone in the maze.
That get us in the maze or the fun house.
Yeah.
The house of mirrors.
And they can't get out, and then some creature comes out and gets them or something like that.
Yep.
So in this case, she's looking around, and then you see her back up. She's backing up until you see behind her, you see her reflection.
Yes.
Her reflection is behind her. So so there's a mirror behind her showing her reflection, but then you notice that her reflection isn't moving.
Isn't moving.
She's moving backwards.
Yeah, that's very creepy.
And the reflection is standing still.
Very creepy. Uh-huh.
But you see the back of her hair.
Mm-hmm.
And she backs up and turns around, and she sees her reflection.
And those eyes.
Her eyes. She turns around and sees a reflection, and they cut to her close up of her face, and her face goes like this.
Yep,
that's the beginning of the movie.
That's a great start.
Great start.
That's a great
very
start.
Very mysterious.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, so then we see
fast forward 33 years.
33 years,
and we see grown up Adelaide now with her family,
her husband driving a car, her two kids in the back. Her daughter's probably 13, 14. Her son is probably 10 or 9.
10 or 12. Yep, perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. Those both work
right. And they're driving to this beach house, this lake house.
Yeah, to the lake.
Lake house, they've been several times. At least 1 year before.
Yeah, I think what they allude to is that the house belonged to Adelaide's mom. Because I think they say something of like, this is our first time here since mom died. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it kind of would make sense.
They went last year, though.
Yeah, they said they had gone last year. I forget, but there was something that they said that might have alluded to that this is mom's house,
right.
Which made sense because Adelaide grew up in that area, mm-hmm. right? Like, you know, as a little girl.
Right.
So it makes sense that her mom would live there, but mm-hmm. that's, you know, neither here nor there.
Right. So now they're coming back. The family is, they pull into the parking lot, the driveway. They get out, grab their bags. They go inside the car. They go mm-hmm. inside the house. And she feels some type of way.
Yeah.
And no one knows but us mm-hmm. and her.
Yeah.
The husband doesn't know. The kids don't know. She's mm-hmm. feeling some type of way. She walks in the house. Maybe it's memories.
There's something about her being back in this area.
Right.
Yep.
And then they start talking about going to the beach.
She don't want
to
go.
She don't want to go to the beach. Yeah. And then no one knows why. She doesn't even say why. Mm-hmm. But you can tell her energy is like, can we go to another beach?
Yeah.
And we realize this beach is the same beach that she had her altercation with mm-hmm. back in 86.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we don't even know what happened.
Yeah. We don't know what
happened. Once we see her eyes buck up, mm-hmm. when she sees a reflection, mm-hmm. it cuts from there. So we don't know what happened after that.
Yeah.
All we know now is that being back in that area makes her feel uncomfortable.
Right. And it's so interesting to rewatch this movie. You know, this is a, you know, plenty of spoiler alert, but it's so interesting to rewatch it. Seeing Adelaide as the villain.
Right.
Seeing the, like watching the movie from her perspective, knowing that she's the villain.
Mm-hmm.
And she's not a villain in a traditional sense, right? She's not bad.
Right.
She does a very bad thing that we don't see until the end of the movie.
Right.
But like, now we understand that like Red, who is her tethered, is not the enemy that we think she is.
Mm-hmm.
Even though she's evil and vengeful and all of those type of things.
Right.
So it's interesting watching that whole scene of her, like, you know, kind of going back to the scene of the crime. And I was asking myself, like, did she forget? Do you think she knows that, like, yeah, I'm going back to the beach near the funhouse where
so
you know, like, do you think she suppressed it? You know,
she might have suppressed it, mm-hmm. and she because she was what, this 37 years later.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm trying to think of what's the last thing. Do I remember at 10 years old me doing something bad?
Yeah,
I there's a point in time where I could be like, my sister could be like, remember when you blah 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 blah?
Mm-hmm.
I did that,
but what she did was seismically bad.
True.
Like what she did. Which
was life-changing bad. She was a fish out of water at that point.
Yes.
She did something, and then it put her, and it changed her life.
Yeah.
The move she made, the decision she made, changed her life.
Yes.
So she was, her first nine, however many years she is,
yeah.
or 7 years, was this way, and after from seven on, it was a whole different world.
She had to learn how to talk.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
She learned how to talk. She learned how to dance.
Right.
Right? Like, you know, she kind of, like, became a person.
Right.
Once she came up out of there.
She became a person with a soul.
Yeah.
She had a heartbeat.
Yes, yes, yes. Kind of gained the soul. Yeah, gained the soul.
And so, which kind of gives us the understanding that when she went down into this funhouse and she saw her reflection,
mm-hmm.
Without, this movie came out 4 years ago, so it's not like it's a spoiler alert for mm-hmm. sure.
Yeah.
But like, actually, it came out in 2021. No, 19.
19.
4 years
mm-hmm.
ago.
Mm-hmm.
She saw herself.
Yeah.
So now she saw, oh, there's two of me. And what happened after that? We don't know. Mm-hmm. All we know now is fast forward to 36, 33 years later, mm-hmm. she's like, she kind of tells her husband for the first time that something happened to me when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Because he's like, you okay?
She's like, that's why I'm not fucking with the beach.
Yeah.
Right? Like, uh-huh. like let me explain to you. Well, she's like, I want to go. Like, I want to leave, right? Like,
I want to go home.
Yeah. They go to the beach. They, you know, meet up with
friends.
With the friends. Beach. You know what I mean? Like, you know.
They probably know them from the neighbors. They've been coming to this beach, this lake house for some years now mm-hmm. and running to that family. So now they're cool.
Winston has real competition and this is kind of like one of the themes of like materialism and wanting more, right? Mm-hmm. So like Winston is quick to call out. You see the car they're driving, you know.
The boat.
He lets him know that he finally got a boat, and homie's running down, you got this, right? You got that, right? So it's clear that the homie already has one.
Right.
Right? Elizabeth Moss is, you know, letting people know that she, you know.
Got some work done.
Letting, you know.
Just so, a little bit of something.
So this is a very, like, materialistic arrangement.
Right.
Where, like, a lot of what they're talking about has to do with like material aspirations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I could have been an actress.
Right.
Right? Do you ever miss dancing?
You ever miss dancing?
Yeah, it's like there's a dissatisfaction there.
Right.
Like everybody is dissatisfied and wanting more, which is interesting because that's the same shit that the Tethered is on.
Right.
When we get there. They want what
the people up top
have.
Right.
Right? Like, they want that life. They want those materials. So it's very interesting. It's like an underlining theme in this movie is about people wanting
what they don't have.
What they don't have.
Right.
What they don't have.
Right.
Yeah.
And even Kitty, here's her name, Elizabeth Moss's name is Kitty Tyler.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, you don't have anything to worry about. You know what I'm saying? Because she's doing things to help her look young.
Yep, yep.
She's like, you whore, you don't have anything to worry about.
Envious of her looks.
Yes.
Right? Like, you know, that black don't crack type shit.
Exactly. Yep. And Winston's character, his name is Russell.
Mm-hmm.
And Russell's a father. Gabe is her husband. Mm-hmm. Gabe Wilson is Adelaide's husband. And he's kind of like very nice guy.
Yeah.
A loving husband. Cool father, a little too cool for my liking.
Mm-hmm.
Like letting his kids cuss and all that without jumping on the head. Fuck all that.
Yeah.
But he's kind of oblivious. I'm gonna keep you 100, man.
Yeah.
I keep it on. And Winston Duke, man, I'm a fan of your work. Yep. I think you're a dope actor.
We love Winston.
You're a good dude. I know the guy. I'm not too well, but I know him. Mm-hmm. I know him through other friends, and he's a good, solid person, individual. Yeah. This character and this role was great for him. I would have loved to play it myself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I hate his character.
Now why?
His character is a buster.
He's a buster.
He's a buster.
He's a buster.
He's soft.
He's corny.
And he's corny as hell.
Yes.
And I'm okay with him being corny. Mm-hmm. But like, I don't know. I wonder why. I think I know why. Brother Peele wrote this character as such a soft man.
Lay it on me.
Because I'm pausing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Soft man pause as well. A super pause. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy. Definitely a pause, indeed. But in order for Lupita to be the superhero or the hero of the film, the heroine, he has to be out the picture.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I feel like they should have did a better job of making him be out the picture.
Yeah.
Like, render him more fucked up than he was. He's limping the whole movie because he got hit in the ankle with a bat once.
Yeah.
Now, maybe the bat, you can break someone's leg with a bat.
Right.
It was a one hit, and it's swollen. I'm sure he's swollen, but is it broken? I just feel like, and his demeanor. Like, he was just too soft.
He's corny. He's corny. You know, they put him in a Howard t-shirt, right? But he sounds like the kind of guy that went to prep school his whole life.
Yeah.
And went to Howard looking for the experience.
Met her there.
Looking for his blackness.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
You can tell by when the Tethered show up in front of the house, the way he threatens them is not the way a real one threatens anybody.
It's something that he regurgitated when he heard black people say.
Right.
And it comes off, she's trying to get crazy.
Yeah.
We can get crazy.
Yeah, that's not his, even, you could tell that that's not his language.
He's using that because all right, I'm big and black. Let me do something. Let me do some big and black shit.
You can hear his tone warble when he says it. He's even changed his voice.
Right.
To try to,
yes,
you know, do this stuff. So he is a buster.
Yeah.
And his whole value comes in terms of possessions. Right? Like, you know, he gets validity and justification by the things that he can buy and acquire.
Right.
This is what he offers to the tethered when they get into the house. We'll get to that point later. I'll give you money. You can take the car.
I can give you my
wallet. You can have the boat. You know.
She's like, Gabe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Gabe.
She already knew.
Yeah.
She already knew. So, yeah. So I think you're right. I think he's a bit of a buster. I think he has to be.
For her to shine.
For her to be like that. Right? Uh-huh. Like, you, especially if you don't want to kill him. Like, if you if you want him to survive.
I'm glad he didn't die.
Yeah, I'm glad he didn't die. But, like, you know, but you have to give him, you got to give him an injury, and you got to point out that he's not the alpha.
Right, right. Because, and I understand to make her win, but he should have been in a situation where he was knocked unconscious or he was shot or he was more wounded than he was. But then again, he's a big dude. So how do you carry him around?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so I get it. They were on the run most of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
But I felt like just get more creative with the writing.
Yeah.
To render him more less useful than he was, because he was just a buster to me.
Yeah.
Like, he was just soft. Even when he got to the house with the Tyler's house. And he was like, we got everything we want here. We got cable. Yeah. We got food.
Yeah.
We got, you know what I'm saying? We're safe in here.
Yeah.
And she was like, we're not safe. Look at the people who live here.
Right.
Like, so they matter of time. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And she was right. They were coming for her.
If he had his foot broke, like if we hear a bone snap, then he can maintain some sort of dignity and respect and have Lupita play out the whole thing. Like, right. When we fast forward all the way to the end of the movie, it's Lupita searching for the little boy while he hangs back. You know what I mean? Like, you know, because he can't do anything.
Right.
Right. So I get it. It makes sense. And I think, like, that's how Winston Duke played it. Like, he played it kind of like that, kind of corny-ish type of guy. And it worked. Like, it worked for the film. It makes sense that, like, Adelaide would be the type of girl that he could pull. Because, you know, she ain't even human, Martian. Right?
Right. She exactly. has something else.
So, she doesn't want a lot of conversation, you know what I mean? Like, doesn't seem to, like, really want a lot of affection, you know? So, like, it would make sense that, like, that she would end up with a simpleton.
Right.
Right? Somebody that's simple, but, you know, aspirational and all of the above.
And he tried to be the protector.
Yeah,
he went out there. I'll deal with this.
Yeah.
Hey, how you guys doing?
I mean, but
so he wasn't scared.
Yeah, he wasn't scared. I mean, ultimately, he wasn't a punk.
Right.
You know, he did come out and step. You know, he did go get in the bat. I mean, there's nothing that his character does when the tethered show up at the door that seems out of place.
Now, let's talk about that scene.
Uh huh.
This is why this movie's dope.
Yeah.
I'm a visual guy. And I think of, if you look out your window and see at the end of your driveway a large man holding a woman's hand and his daughter's hand or son's hand, and the mom and the woman holding another young girl's hand, and it's just a silhouette, and they're just staring at you guys.
Yes.
What would I do? Would you do?
That.
Yo, well, you have a wife and two kids, yes?
Yes. So if I look out of my front door and see...
That's creepy as hell.
That's creepy as hell. And I probably would spend a lot more time staring at them through the window
before I
open the door. But when I did open the door, I probably would have done exactly what Gabe did. Can I help you?
And off top?
Yeah.
I got the bat on deck.
Right.
Off top.
Right. You would have came out the first time with the bat.
Fuck yeah. Yeah. Let me tell you why.
Yeah.
They're not moving. They're just standing there.
They're not responding.
Not talking to each other. It's not like they were walking up the road to their house or just on a family walk after dinner.
Yeah.
And it just happened to stop right there, and they're like standing in the circle talking to each other, stretching, taking their water bottle out, drinking the water, talking to each other. And it just happened to be at the end of my driveway, not even paying attention to us.
Yeah.
But they're facing my house.
Obviously, like this. They're there for you.
Like, they want, and they're not hiding.
They're not hiding.
They're not oblivious to where they are. No, they know they're being seen.
That's some spooky shit.
So I'll come out with my bat. What's cracking, homie? What's happening?
Yes.
Can I help you, bro? Mm-hmm. You're standing at my house.
Yeah.
With your family, or what looks like a family.
Mm-hmm.
Or what's going on?
And this is basically what Gabe does the second time he goes outside.
Yeah.
Right? The first time, he's a little bit more congenial, which is probably because, you know, he don't know the neighbors like that.
Right.
And I bet you Gabe is used to glad handing. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you know.
He's not used to confrontation.
He's not used to confrontation. But the second time he goes and gets the bat and does good posturing. Like to me.
He puts a good job. Hey, man, get the hell out of my, get away from my property.
Get away from my property. You know, if you want a problem, it could be a problem. Everything is perfect. And then them niggas scatter on his
head. Hey, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
His response to that was a little soft, but the response, there would have been a response from me too.
The response is to go back in the house.
I don't know that. I don't know about that.
Yeah, okay. So when they scatter and they
when I heard that, I was like, whoa.
Right.
And
one silhouette breaks down to his hands and knees.
That would have creeped me out. Yeah,
the other goes sprinting off
smashes
into the
off, bam.
The big one comes marching forward. Yeah,
like, but I'm also not a runner.
Yeah,
I got a bat, and I'm sizing this dude up. He about my size.
So you would have stayed there with the bat
because I'm not gonna bring. He's following him. He's coming for me.
Mm-hmm.
If I go back to him where my family is, he's coming now. For example, my family's here. Mm-hmm. I'm here. He's there.
Yeah.
If I run back to my family, he's where my family is.
Yeah.
I'm gonna try to catch him in the driveway. I'm gonna slide you in the driveway, bro.
And that makes sense.
Also, even if I am scared, that wouldn't throw me off. But he's the biggest person over there out of the four.
Right.
I'm gonna take care of the biggest dude first.
I think that like Gabe doesn't have that mentality, which is why it makes sense for him to retreat back in the house. I feel you. And then once they're in there, that scene where they all are in the living room and Red starts telling the story, that's some good movie right there.
Yeah.
Like, it's creepy.
The voice.
You don't know that the movie's going to kind of, like, get wobbly because they're not going to – the reason for these people existing is kind of falls flat a little bit.
Yeah.
The movie doesn't do a good job. Trying to explain exactly what this the fuck underworld, is happening. And everybody's so, got a so match.
There's 6 billion people in the world, there's 6 billion people under the world, too.
Yeah. And
a portal, like this funhouse was a portal.
And like in an underground maze that matches what the fuck is happening up, you know, like, so when they're riding the roller coaster.
There's people in the room.
In the room,
next
right?
To each other, yeah.
They feed them rabbits, but they abandon. So like, how do all of these people eat? You know, like
they feed them rabbits.
They said they were eating. Well, so Red comes in. There was a girl, you know what I mean, such and such and such, who da 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 da, and she explains the whole story
because her voice, the way she is cracking, is low. Mm-hmm. So some of the things I couldn't make out what she was saying.
So she basically, like Red, basically explains that there was a girl who had all the fucking privilege in the world, and there was another girl that didn't. There was a girl whose parents gave her the funnest toys, and there was one whose hand got cut because all her toys were sharp, right? She's basically making a comparison.
Yeah, the parallel.
This is your life versus my life. You know what I mean? Like, you know, she met a guy, you know what I mean, who was a good man and this. I got paired with this nigga, right? Like, you know, you had a daughter who was sweet and lovely. My daughter is a hellraiser, right? Like, you know, and so she does that whole comparison, and I think like Red's big beef is like, and you could have took me with you, like that's like I think it's personal for Red because
I was living my life out here by myself, chilling, minding my own business.
Yeah,
you choked me out, knocked me out.
Yeah,
and you switch roles.
Yeah, you could have took me with you, like, you know,
if it would have been a conversation later on where she was like, I couldn't have because everybody has a match.
Yeah.
And I would have been I would have been up top with you and there would have been no match for us.
Right.
Or for me.
Right. Right.
So you had to stay down here.
Yeah. You know, something.
But it didn't seem like she would have gotten in trouble. Like if she took her.
Yeah.
And then Red and Adelaide were both up top.
Yeah.
Who downstairs?
There's
nobody down there that was paying attention. Everyone was like a robot. Like
everybody
a zombie.
is, which is what I think, like, which is why Red is able to somehow, this is, you know, and it's some inexplicable shit, somehow, because she has voice. She's the only one that has a voice on the underground.
Right.
So she's the only one that could have organized and motivated these underground tethered.
Right.
Right. So this is basically Red's plan. Like Red's plan to not only get back up top, mm-hmm. but to cut the tether.
Right.
Between, you know, the underground folks and that. So it makes sense, but again, a lot of it is fueled by materialism. Because like when you look at like Elizabeth, like Kitty and Josh's tethered, like they put the robe on. Yeah. You know, like Tethered Kitty's putting the makeup on.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's
they're very similar to the, yeah. the real people.
And they're there for the stuff, for, you know, for the life.
Uh-huh.
But that scene where, you know, they're in there is just fantastic.
And she's basically introducing them to why they're there.
Yep.
And in her own way. And Winston's doppelganger is just, yeah.
yeah just,
he took the glasses off him. Mm-hmm. And then even with like my leg hurting.
Yeah.
My leg hurting, but my arms still work. Uh-huh. My other leg is up. So why you pulling me by my leg?
Yeah.
I'm going to find a way.
We tussling.
Yeah.
We like tussling.
Even if I'm losing.
Yeah.
As big as he is, you got that his doppelganger, his tether mm-hmm. got to be throwing him around because I'm up. I'm trying to grab you.
Gabe can't fight.
Yeah, bro.
Like it's Gabe can't fight.
Big for nothing.
Can't fight. And so that's why he was able to get manhandled, you know what I mean, by Big Abraham, right?
Right.
But at that point, like I think obviously the plan was always for the tether to kill them. I think for Red it was personal, which is why they didn't just come in stabbing. Which is why, like, you know, she tells the daughter to run, right? Like, yeah. you know, run so my daughter can chase after
you. I want to show you that we're the better
yes,
of you.
That's the
and mm-hmm. the reason why the tethers, she's the only one that knows that there's another world.
Yes.
There's a up top.
Mm-hmm.
No one knows that. They're just doing their normal shit as a yep. robot, as a zombie down at the bottom.
That's a great point.
And so she's telling her husband and her two kids, mm-hmm. I know a place that you guys never even heard of.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna show you. And she probably told all the other people, get ready because mm-hmm. we're gonna go take our rightful places up top.
Yep.
What you mean up top? There's yep. an up top, and I'm gonna show y'all.
But here's what I don't understand, and they don't really explain that. So like, from what it seems like is that what the people up top do, the people in the bottom have to do.
Right.
So how do the people in the bottom decide to come up? If you know what I mean, like how do they get from under to the top to take these type of murderous actions?
Take that
if they're linked like that,
right?
So like if the Who person the up link? Top is waving,
they're doing this,
then they're doing that. Now how do they get from that to let me just walk and go find this motherfucker up there and kill him? That part doesn't make any sense
unless she, in her, because she was sitting a lot downstairs in that classroom.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't understand,
right.
So unless she was like, I taught them how to break their tether down and come down. That's an easy
she taught them how to break the trance.
Yeah. You're still tethered,
mm-hmm.
but you can break the tether from down top, yeah. down bottom,
mm-hmm.
and find your tether up top.
Yeah.
And once you find your tether, kill them and take that tether's place.
Okay. Okay, you know that makes saying? Sense.
But we don't. That's just my
that's our perception. Assumption. It doesn't.
That's my speculation.
It doesn't explain why. Which one is the daughter? Zora.
Yeah.
Zora. Man, Zora was my favorite character in this movie, bro.
Zora was dope.
Zora was dope. Zora was about that action.
Yeah.
She.
And I love the fact that she was scared as hell.
Yes.
But she was about the business.
Yes.
And she didn't take too much time when she was like, run.
Mm-hmm.
And then she looked at her mom was like,
yeah.
Go.
Yeah. And she took off.
Dipped.
Yeah. She took off
running. She didn't run hide. She kept running.
Yeah. Until she ran out of gas.
Out of there.
She ran out of gas.
So I like how that she ran out of gas. Then she slowed down.
Mm-hmm.
And the girl was right there behind
her. Yeah, right there.
And then her son, Jason,
mm-hmm.
he had to go play with his doppelganger.
Yeah. That shit was weird.
Yeah. And why he had a burnt face is crazy to me.
Like, I don't understand, that's the one part, I know there's something significant to do with the mask.
And he plays with,
you know what I mean? Like, you know, but I don't know why Jason needed the mask or why he keeps the mask on and why.
Well, he's a superhero. Same. I mean, he's a kid. So that, I mean, if you see an 8-year old walking around, 8-year old, 9-year old walking around with a mask on his head and he just from time to time throughout the whole day, he has his mask on all day. I understand that. He's 9.
He's a kid. Well, we're supposed to believe he's a kid who likes to play and likes to, you know, like at first I was trying to read, is it because like he's half tethered? Like, you know, like all of these kids are half tethered, right?
Half tethered?
So, well, think about it. Like their mom is tethered. Their mom is from the underground. Their dad is from the above ground. So they are mixed. You get what I'm
saying? Because Adelaide is really...
Adelaide is from the underground.
Right.
She's from the underground. She comes up. She marries Gabe. They have kids. So we have like almost like two different... I don't want to say two different species because they're both human. But we've got an above ground that has made babies with a below ground.
Right.
Does that have any impact on their kids? And so that's what I was trying to figure out. Like, is there anything unique about Jason that like allows him to connect or relate to that, to his tethered, because his tethered mimics him still. Mm-hmm. Right. So like, you know,
I think all of them, well, we didn't see
anybody else do what Jason was able to do with Pluto, with the tethered boy, right. You know, like later in the movie when Jason walks back, and basically, Pluto walks back into the fire. Right. It's because they have some sort of connection.
Right.
And they don't really explain, you know, why that is. Like, maybe it's because they're still the youngest. So, like, you know, whatever training, you know, Red has given, you know, to Pluto is still developing.
Right.
So, you know, so to that end, he can still be tethered. That mimicking is still possible because he's not good at it or it isn't, you know, fully broken.
Right.
But that's, again, like I said, this is a movie where you assume things based upon what you haven't seen yet.
Right. True.
Or what they don't say.
Right.
Yeah.
Zora was dope.
She's about that action.
Her father, Adelaide was hard. She was
Adelaide was a beast.
I know. Hey, Lupita Fast.
Yeah,
Peter as the actress, she was out there running. Yeah,
she
was moving.
She, I mean, shit.
Hey, she run track somewhere in high school.
That black, you know, she's from Africa.
Yeah, yeah. You know, by way of Mexico,
they got wheels. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So like, you know, so she's,
yeah, she took off.
Like, she took off. She's thick now too.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Lupita done got young.
She was putting it down, and so that's what's so interesting. Like the women in their family. Was the workhorses?
That's kind of interesting that, in his films, if that's on purpose, I know Tyler Perry does it a lot, where the kind of guys, the women are kind of stronger than the men. I don't know if that's on purpose, but in this case, like even in Get Out, like the main character Daniel Kaluuya's character was soft.
Yeah.
He was just easygoing, too easygoing, not confrontational, letting a lot of things slide.
Yeah, yeah.
Until he got active. Until later on, he
which was out of necessity, though.
Yeah, it was pulled out of him. You know what I'm saying? In this case, Winston's character, Gabe Wilson,
soft.
And even the son was soft, but the son had something.
The son had something.
He was able to outsmart himself.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Distract Pluto so he can lock him into the bathroom, a bedroom, in the closet.
And the son was about the action too. Because like, so when you think about like when the two kids get over to like the Tyler's houses, Zora, you know, picks up the
golf club.
That putter. And after she puts in work on that first one,
yeah,
with the double tap, you can see her shake it out.
Yeah,
she go like, okay, Like, you know, what's next? What's popping, right?
Yeah.
So, like, you know, she puts in that work, and then it, and then it's little Jason that comes in with the crystal rock, the skull.
Yeah.
Bam.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, they've got some hand-to-hand kills.
They got, true, some hand-to-hand kills, some vicious killings, you know what I'm saying? And their kids are tough.
Yeah.
When it's all said and done, their kids were able to, and, Lazora was, she was handy with that putter.
Yeah. She wasn't no punk. She wasn't scared.
Oh, she was scared.
She wasn't no punk. But she wasn't no punk. Like, you know, like, she moved towards the action.
I think
she recognized that it's kill or be killed.
Yes.
Her daddy don't even recognize that.
He didn't. Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's kill or be killed. Even Jason picks up, like, taking his sister's lead. And she's there to put in work. Like, she's like, the game has changed, and I'm not going out like that.
I'm driving, matter of fact. That I didn't like. That scene where she kept locking the door, that's unrealistic.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. At this point, this is life and death.
Yeah.
Where I was handcuffed to a bed.
Mm-hmm.
And you're talking about, I'm driving.
Yeah.
You got handcuffs on and dad's leg is broken. Mm-hmm. It's fucked up. I get your logic behind it.
Yeah, but not in this situation.
Yeah, we got to go.
Not in this. You know, if my arm has been severed, I'm still driving. Right?
Right.
Like, you know, getting the back.
Right.
But she did handle business.
She did. She said, behind the wheel.
Yeah.
It ran over.
That's a hell of a decision for a kid to make. Right? Yeah. Like, at that point, you know, and she was keeping score. On how many she was killing.
I got the highest kill count.
Yeah, she was legit. Mm-hmm. You know, kills that her version of her. That little version of her was creepy. When she was in the tree.
Yeah, laughing, giggling.
Yeah, that was
some
creepy shit right there. But like, if you can get past the fact that we don't know why this is happening,
right?
The movie's great.
Yes.
Because it's good.
It's suspenseful.
If you need explanation, you're not getting it just yet.
Right. And we don't know what's going on. Like you said, we don't know what's going on. We don't know why this is happening, but it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact of the idea of your doppelganger or your tether is coming to replace you is pretty damn interesting.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So the daughter runs off. She leaves the lake house. She runs off. The son locks his tether into the closet, and the father is luring out his tether to the boat, and he almost drowns himself. And like, that was kind of like corny.
Yeah,
the tether is following him all the way out until he gets.
I think was Abraham dragging him to the boat. Like, I don't think Gabe wasn't luring him to the boat. I think that.
Oh, he was dragging him to the boat.
He was like, dragging him. He was going to kill him. I don't know why he decided to kill him out there.
Right.
But, you know, he was going to kill him in the boat.
And that's another reason.
And he had the trash bag over him.
Right.
In the middle of the boat. That doesn't make any sense.
You're going to knock him out and then keep him alive and put him in the trash bag.
Why would you kill him out there? That you know, all of the other tethered are kind of killing on sight.
Right.
Right?
So, if anything, she told the girl to run, because so I'm going to on some chase.
Yeah.
On some chase shit. Now, I got Pluto in the closet with your son.
Mm-hmm.
I guess he's going to burn him alive or something like that?
Right.
That, you know what I'm saying?
That, you know.
So, maybe kill him. Maybe the daughter's going to kill the tethered's going to kill the daughter and beat her at her own game.
Right.
The son, he's been having that lighter, so maybe his tether has.
Maybe he was gonna burn him.
Yeah,
so maybe that was what was supposed to happen.
That was the competition. But maybe the father was taking them out to the boat because that was his prized possession at the time.
And they're materialistic like that, so
you don't die on your boat.
Yeah,
so I can get that.
But it's clumsy.
It's clumsy for sure.
It's clumsy.
My bad. Mm-hmm. It's super clumsy, and it's like a. That's it. It's clumsy. You know what I'm saying? Now with Red, she came and handcuffed her to the glass table.
Yeah.
And was pressing her glass face into the glass.
Mm-hmm.
I guess she was gonna kill her right then and there. Until she heard her Pluto's crying.
Yeah.
whimpering like a dog.
Right, 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 right.
He was inside. He was locked inside the closet. I like how and that distracted her from killing.
Yes,
Adelaide.
Yes, you know what I'm saying? She's still a mom. She's still a mother,
mm-hmm.
even though she's tethered.
Right,
and even though she's saying that these kids ain't shit.
Right,
but she's still a mother.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, great. I mean, shot well.
And all that works.
All of it works.
It's a little clumsy with the father in at the boat.
Yeah.
And then the comedic. But
it's to the point that you said earlier, which is we got to get him out the way.
Right.
We got to get him injured or none of the other stuff is going
to
work.
No, Adelaide won't be able to be the
yep.
hero.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So they fly. They take the boat across the lake to the neighbor's house. The neighbor's already dead.
Yeah.
Because their doppelgangers already find them. And,
fuck
and them why, up. I guess they kill them right off top. But I understand why Red doesn't kill Adelaide that fast because mm-hmm. she's trying to prove a point.
Because it's personal for her.
It's personal.
Yeah.
But when Adelaide gets stashed into the house
mm-hmm.
after hitting Josh in the face, I don't know how that didn't kill him, but.
It's like this is a good point because I was like, okay, you know, when we watch these movies and we talk about, you know, we're watching Candyman and, you know, I look for the rules, you know,
right.
What are the rules?
Yeah.
And so at first I was like, okay, well, maybe the rules are only a tethered can kill a tethered. Right.
Right.
And so that's why that Kitty Tyler doesn't kill Red.
Because she was like about to cut her with the mm-hmm. scissors and she goes.
Yeah. Right. Because maybe she can't. Maybe those are the rules. Like, you know, only you can only kill your tethered. But
that's not true
when Red was in the house, the one of the daughters was trying to kill her.
Uh-huh.
Right? Like, you know, was literally trying to kill her.
Right.
So
and moving super fast.
Moving super
aggressive,
fast. Yeah.
Jumped across the kitchen. Off the
ground. Yeah.
Like, hold on.
Damn. Like,
so yeah. This how'd that happen?
I mean, we know she liked to cartwheel. Right. But she was on some animal type shit.
Yeah.
You know, which the little boy is on as well. So maybe it is something about that, right?
Right.
Like that they're on. But it doesn't make sense why Kitty didn't kill Adelaide right off the top. So that's there's no reason why she wouldn't have.
It's quickly. It's equivalent to my boy Tony Baker. He always says, shout out to Tony Baker.
Mm-hmm.
He always says in movies where the villain always leaves the person behind mm-hmm. to escape. Mm-hmm. Like, especially in the old Batman movie TV show.
Yeah.
Where there's a time ticking time bomb that says 15 minutes. And they'll be like, yeah, mm-hmm. so I devised a plan that will blow up this whole mountain with you in it.
mm-hmm. Right, right, right.
And he turns his back and he's like, yeah, so mm-hmm. see to it that they die.
Mm-hmm.
And then he walks off, gets the helicopter, and flies to like China.
Yeah, yeah.
And then
yeah.
now the time is clicking down, it's 4 or 5 minutes, and Batman's like, if I can just reach my utility belt, he does some kind of shit, some kind of
right.
a way to escape. And all of a sudden, well, mm-hmm. bad guy, you could have
yeah.
ended this by just shooting him in the head. But instead,
been out of here
you got him tied up with rope that he gets out of eventually when no one's looking. And like, mm-hmm. so the fact that she's sitting there tied, her neck is like tied to it, the bed.
Yeah.
And Kitty's like toying with her doppelganger or her tether. Is like threatening her with the knife, but then doesn't do it.
For
what
reason?
But when the daughter is trying to kill her, get straight to it.
Completely active.
So it's kind of like, why exactly?
That inconsistency.
I'm nitpicking maybe, but I really want to know. Like,
it's a legit inconsistency.
Right.
Right? Like, it makes sense why Red toys with them, because it's personal.
Personal.
Right? This is very personal. But once we get to the Tylers, they own some different stuff. And even in that household, it's very inconsistent.
Right.
The way one tethered responds versus another,
mm-hmm.
right? Like you said, the mom, she's putting on makeup, she's menacing with the scissors,
right.
while her kid is ready to be about that action. So
right.
that doesn't make a ton of sense.
Yeah.
It doesn't make a ton of sense. But they survived that.
They survived that.
They watch on the TV that it's happening everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now they decide, you know, they're going to get out of Dodge.
And we'll take the coast.
They're going to head to the coast. They hop in the car as a fam. And then we get to basically the ending of the movie, which brings up some interesting questions. They come across the road. They find that their car has been torched. Yeah.
That is right. That was their car. It's
their car, yeah.
So I guess the Tether took their car.
The Tether can drive? Oh, man. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. How'd that car get to the beach?
Yeah.
And it's the same beach. It's Santa Cruz again, right?
Yeah. Like
the same beach.
They're down by the beach again, which also doesn't make sense because Adelaide knows where these people came from. Why would you drive the route that takes you closest to their...
To where they came from.
To where they came from.
Why?
That doesn't make any sense. Like, Adelaide would have said, like, we're not going anywhere near there because I know that all of these Tether are coming from this spot.
Real quick.
Yeah.
True. Why would you go back to that area? There was a scene where they were in the car. They were in at the Tyler's house, and they were like, we got to move. We got to move. The husband was like, no, we're not going nowhere. That's final. You don't get to make the decision anymore.
Right.
How?
Yeah.
Why? Why? Why would that? Why was I understand why? Because you're Buster and you're just, and I'm basically the one keeping us alive.
Right.
It seems like even though he did come back and get them with the boat. So I guess they're both even when it comes to saving each other. But why would that? You don't get to make the decisions anymore. Why was that line said?
Yeah.
It didn't sit well with me, even though I was pissed off at him already because I always said the same thing. You're a sucker.
Yeah.
You're scary.
Yeah.
And you're not capable of leading this family anymore because you're a Buster. So I'm going to do it now. So I'm making the decisions and you're going to follow my lead.
Yeah.
That's basically what she was saying.
And I think it's because we can't forget that, like, Adelaide ain't from here. Mm-hmm. Right? So, you know, there's a part when they're on the beach and Kitty's trying to talk to her. And she's like, I'm not really good at talking.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
So, you know,
I get that.
I imagine that, like, most of the time, Adelaide is so low key that, like, Gabe kind of makes all the decisions because, you know, she's still learning how to be a human. Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, Adelaide is down to smash because she got two kids.
Right.
Right?
She's saying,
yeah. But I think it isn't until, like, the shit hits the fan for Adelaide when Red shows up there. And now Adelaide knows immediately,
she's back.
We're Game of Thrones. This is life or death.
Yeah.
So now, like, I'm active because I gotta be. But normally I wouldn't be. You know, she's laying in the bed. You know, if you notice, she's always napping.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's always sleeping. Chilling. She's always chilling.
She's still got that still, because the Tethers are down bottom.
Yeah.
Not thinking. They're just existing.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
exactly.
The father was, up top, he was drinking his beer.
Mm-hmm.
Down top, he was pouring his beer out.
Yeah, right.
Like, he was just almost like a puppet.
Like a puppet.
So she's just sitting there a lot of times. She's just, because she's still got that in her.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly, right? But now, like, she knows we're playing for keeps.
Yeah.
And she's trying to protect her family, which I think matters to her. But we get to, like, the final scene. This is after, like, they've got the fire. It's a trap. Little Jason realizes it's a trap, walks Pluto back. Red takes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when they all get out, and the son is the smartest one in the car at this point.
Yeah.
It's a trap. Yeah. Get out. Yeah. Get out.
Right. Yeah.
But it's a trap, meaning like he knew that the boy was going to blow up the car?
I think he knew. I don't know how he knew.
Maybe because he says, oh, my Tether likes to play with matches, and that car was on fire.
Yeah.
He probably did that car.
Yes.
Oh, this car is next.
Yep.
So I get it. I'll take it.
He puts up the people. Yeah.
When he gets out.
No fight.
And then he starts backing up. What is the father doing at this point in time?
Right.
Is he watching is he watching his wife look at his son's Tether?
Yes.
Or is he looking for his son? As soon as you get out the car, you're in front of him. He's behind you in the
Gabe?
Truck.
Yeah.
So in the truck, as soon as you get out, you should grab. If you see your son's Tether, chances are, the daughter's Tether is around too.
Yeah.
And your wife's Tether is around as well.
Right.
You might want to be looking out for them and getting your kids to grab. Just like in the car, like in the house when the father went outside and he came back in the house.
Yeah.
The mother went and instantly grabbed her kids.
Yes.
She had them tight.
Yes.
But Gabe is sitting there. Once the nigga snatched up by Red, he's like, Gabe? He's like, Jason, son?
Yeah.
What? Nigga, you hit.
He's the worst. He's the worst. It was.
And even the sister
yeah.
at that point would look for a brother too.
Yes.
No one notices that he's not there until afterwards.
Right. Come on. I mean, but.
That's in the movie that has to happen. He has to get kidnapped.
And it gets us down to the underground tunnels where we get the big reveal that through flashback that Red is the original
Adelaide.
And the Adelaide that we've known this whole movie is the original Red.
That was a great reveal.
That's a great twist.
But even when they go downstairs, we don't know that. It's not until afterwards. It's even later than that.
When do we learn that?
We learn that when they're driving away in the ambulance.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You jumped the gun a little bit, but it's okay. Oh,
that's right.
Yeah, because we go downstairs and we see all the bunnies around.
Yeah.
And we if you wonder where all the tethers at, the tethers are upstairs.
Everybody's up holding hands.
Okay, so now, but my question is, why all of a sudden where the two daughters from the Tylers, they were able to be, the girl was able to kill them off with the putter, right? Or at least beat them up.
Yeah.
And for some reason, Adelaide can't kill Red.
Yeah.
Red is this great sword. Like, she evades all the.
Yeah, Red got moves. Like,
how?
She moving like, yeah.
All of a sudden, like, why didn't.
Only because I could say that Red is more coordinated than Adelaide because Red comes from the top.
Okay.
And Adelaide comes from the bottom, right? Like, you know, so maybe, you know what I mean? Like Adelaide had to learn how to dance, right? Mm-hmm. Like they had to rebuild her. She couldn't talk. She couldn't dance, right? Like, so maybe. Like, we're just seeing, like, just two different skill sets in terms of movement.
Right. Maybe. Okay.
But they don't explain, you know, why.
Why she's so.
She's out here like a ninja.
Untouchable. Like a ninja.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And she's slicing her and dipping off into the cut.
Mm-hmm.
And then Adelaide is trying to get Red and swinging and missing. And,
yeah.
Well, something was going on with her leg, too, to where she was limping. But she was still able to fight.
Yeah.
But when Winston came fight, when he got a sore ankle.
Winston ain't shit.
And it ain't broken because he's able to walk. He can put some pressure on it.
He's weak. He's a
weak dude, bro.
You know, he's like the kind of guy that like gets sick with just like a head cold. And it's just like,
I'm going to sit down later.
Do you think you could bring me some? You know what I mean? Like,
The daughter was helping him into the ambulance.
Yeah.
They had to. I'm like, why is he just in the ambulance sitting around, my nigga?
Because he's. First of all, he's whack. You know, even when he notices the hands across America, they holding hands, like, I would take my girl and be like, we got to get the fuck out of here. I don't know what they going to do. They holding hands or whatever. But he's just really calm and really, like, you know.
He was calm the whole time.
Yeah, just too calm.
We're going where we have everything we need right here. We got snacks.
Because he wanted that house. Like, you know, he's still on that type of shit.
Right.
But yeah, so Adelaide Red fight to the death. Adelaide kills Red, comes back up, and that's when we get the big reveal on what happened.
Yes.
So who's right and who's wrong?
All right, so I think the tethers are all wrong because the only person that was wrongfully down there, down bottom, is Adelaide.
Yeah.
Adelaide's original.
Red. Adelaide.
I'm sure her real name was the girl that, with the candy. Mm-hmm. Or with the
candy. That's Adelaide.
Candy apple.
Yeah.
That's Adelaide.
And she becomes Red when she's down there.
Yes. Okay. And Red takes her, like the talented Mr. Ripley. Mm-hmm. Red takes her. And traps her down the bed, and it goes up there. I'm going to be Adelaide now. You're going to be me. My name is Red, but you're going to be Red down here. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be Adelaide up there.
Yeah.
So the real Adelaide is the one coming back to take her spot from the Red, the original Red.
Mm-hmm.
And the original Red is now domesticated. So she's like, I love my kids now. I love my life. I love my husband. Life.
Yeah.
And now you coming back to take what's yours. Not take back what's mine. Mm-hmm. Take back what's yours.
But it's mine now.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
It's
so,
mine now.
And the original Adelaide is weird now.
Yeah. I think when the original Red grabbed her, I think she
crushed
her vocal cords.
All right.
Because that grab must have been legit for her to, you know, then have pass to drag out. Her. What I like about it is at the end of the movie, we see Adelaide look over at Jason, and Jason is eyeballing her. Like, mm-hmm. you know, pretty tough, like almost like he's figured it out in his head. I love Adelaide's smile at the end. Because the smile is like, all my life, I done got mine.
Mm-hmm.
I took her. I was down in the underground. I wanted out. I found a way out. I came up. I lived a great life. And I killed that bitch. I'm going to keep on living. So it's almost kind of like, it's a villain smile. It's not a hero smile.
Mm-mm.
It's a villain smile.
I got away with it. Usual Suspects.
Mm-hmm.
Kaiser Sose.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
I got away with it.
Or Doofy.
Doofy.
Doofy at the end of the movie. Mm-hmm. So, I feel bad for Red, because Red is the real Adelaide.
Yeah.
And all she wanted was her life back.
Yeah.
And she deserved that. So the good guy lost in this film.
And what I really like is what Red kind of says, talking, you know, when she's at the cabin at the beginning, it's like, it didn't even have to be like this.
Right.
You were so selfish. You know, like
I was just a curious little girl wandering.
Yeah. You could have took me with you.
Yeah, I would have took you with me.
Yeah. Yes.
I run into you. You look just like me. You like my twin. Mm-hmm. Or you mm-hmm. are me.
Yeah.
Hey, come upstairs. What would they have done?
But the original Red not only takes her down to the underground, but handcuffs her to the bed.
So you can't leave.
Puts the shirt on and is like, I'm taking your life. I'm taking your life, which is again like. And that's what all of those tethered wanted. But again, what doesn't make sense is why the original Red was able to break protocol like that. Because they're also, if they're puppets, what was the reason?
Oh, she can't, because she's really human.
Yeah.
Living down there, but why all of a sudden was she able to come to the top?
Yes, exactly. That
all of a sudden.
I need to know that, like, that would help everything make sense. It's like, why was she able to come to the top and I guess it's free will. Like, when does she get free will to be able to go, like, no, I'm making my own decision.
Right.
And the decision I'm going to make is to replace you. Mm-hmm. That part is where it gets a little...
And why all of a sudden all the tethers were coming up.
Because, I mean, at that point, what we got to believe is that Adelaide...
She started a movement.
Sold the people away. Started
training. Sold all the... I guess she kind of said that. She was like, when I trained... When they were zipping up in the montage, they were zipping up their red jumpsuits.
Yeah.
Like, different people were zipping up. Like, she was prepping them. Prepping her family, and then probably prepping the other tethers. What's the holding the hand thing? What's that?
You know,
it's like teaching. It was that thing.
The Hands Across America.
Yeah,
it was a thing. But I don't know what its significance was. I mean, it could have been. What it could have been is that because our original Adelaide is watching that commercial when she's little, and then, you know, very soon thereafter, she goes down to the thing. So that Hands Across America could have been like her vision of success or her vision of happiness. It could have been like a memory, and that's why she wanted to do all of that.
Right.
A way to show that we're here and we're alive and we're going to be accounted for. But yeah, I mean, I think it's such a good villainous twist.
Right.
Overall, like, I like what it does. You know, we've talked about poor writing, and we've talked about movies falling apart. The things that this movie doesn't tell us are forgivable.
Is it aren't or are?
They are forgivable.
Right.
This movie is still enjoyable without knowing all of these things.
True.
It would be better if we knew.
I wanted to be like, oh shit, that's smart.
Yeah.
That's clever.
Yep.
That makes sense how they tie that in.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. Like I like the fact that they showed that Adelaide was really red.
Mm-hmm.
That
was great.
That was dust. I like the fact that I don't like the fact that the real Adelaide is dead.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or was she just unconscious?
She did. She was spitting blood.
When? I thought she choked her.
She choked her?
Oh, was she? No, she stabbed through her.
Yeah,
she stabbed her first.
With the scissors.
And she was like, no, with the poker.
Oh, with the poker, yes. Yeah.
Poker, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And mm-hmm. she, all the way through her body.
Yeah.
She
did.
Yeah, she did.
She did.
Then choked her, and then a scream.
Mm-hmm.
But like, there's a scene where I'm going back to that part where when they're in the cabin,
mm-hmm.
when she makes them sit down. She's like,
yeah,
and they sit down, and then when Gabe walks up, he crawls up, and mm-hmm. he sits down too, and he's looking at the his tether
mm-hmm.
with an attitude, kind of like,
yeah.
And uh-huh. he was like, when he takes his glasses off his face, he's yeah. like, hey, mm-hmm. like you're in the world, like he's not in the, he's the only one that's not taking this, he's not responding to this, these series of events
mm-hmm.
realistically. Like even when they get to the car and they run over the and the daughter like slams the brakes on yeah. and her tether goes off into the forest,
yeah,
and the Peter gets us starts to get out the car. And he's yeah. like, "Hey, don't stay in the car, stay in the car." And yeah. she leaves.
Yep.
His personality was just like
mm-hmm.
not go out and hobble over to make sure that she's safe.
Yeah, no,
don't stay
him.
In the car while your wife goes to see if your daughter's tether is dead or not,
mm-hmm.
and don't just stay in the ambulance hiding. Well, your daughter is going down there to look for your son. The only reason why she's going down there mm-hmm. is to A, look for her son, and possibly probably kill the tether.
This is a perfect spot to transition to awards.
Yeah, man.
Right? So let's go MVP. Who's the MVP of us?
MVP of us is Adelaide.
I agree.
For sure.
I agree. Yeah. Like she's
supposed to be.
She wins the movie. Mm-hmm. She keeps her family alive. She
overcomes everything.
She dispatches with her nemesis.
Right.
Right? Like
yeah, she finally overcomes the nemesis.
The bad guy wins. Right? Right.
Yeah.
And she's a great complicated character
mm-hmm.
because you've been rooting for her this whole movie.
Yeah.
Even though you come to the end to realize she's the bad guy.
She's the misdeeder.
But you also understand why. You know, she.
I had an opportunity to replace my tether,
yep.
and I did so.
Yep.
I didn't kill her. I just left her down where mm-hmm. where I came from.
Because this movie is about coming up.
Right.
Right? And I came up. You know, like, it's like the same kind of shit like Hustlers use. Like,
you I didn't ask you to come down to this house, the House of Mirrors.
Yeah.
You came down here, and it's just my luck. I mm-hmm. said, oh, shit.
Yep.
Because as she's coming down, her tether, mm-hmm. red, mm-hmm. has to come up to mm-hmm. the mirror.
Yep.
I'm only here because you brought me here.
Right.
Matter of fact.
Yeah.
Switch.
My life now.
Mm-hmm. You lay down here. You're not dead. You're mm-hmm. just living as me.
Yeah.
I'm living as you.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Yep. So Adelaide is for sure the MVP.
LVP.
Gabe Wilson.
Gabe.
Yeah, the husband.
Listen, you know, we might have to like start like a Gabe Wilson award. Which is like
the Gabe Wilson Award.
The Gabe Wilson Award for
is that the LVP?
Yeah, it's the Gabe Wilson Award.
Gabe Wilson Award.
It's now the Gabe Wilson Award.
The Gabe Wilson Award.
The Gabe Wilson Award.
Oh my gosh.
For
goodness
the,
gracious.
The most useless person in a movie.
Yes.
It's Gabe Wilson.
Gabe Wilson.
Easy. Easy.
Very
easy.
Much so. More useless than Shorty.
The Gabe
in a scary movie.
Thus far in all of the episodes that we've done, he's literally
the least valuable.
The least valuable. Serves no
right,
purpose.
Right.
Any overacting?
When Adelaide finally killed Red, and she says she strangles her with her own handcuffs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then she goes. Then she goes. Like on some Bruce Lee shit.
Yeah.
I said that was not necessary.
See, and I almost like I connected that like part to like she's lost her voice. Like she's returned to form, right? Because she doesn't have any voice because she's the original Red. So she can't talk, right? When she gets up top, she can't talk, but they learn how to talk and teach her to talk.
Right.
Back in that, like, that's her natural sound. Like at that point, she sounded like how Abe and all of them other tethered sound when they were up top. Like it's just noise and emotion devoid of words. But I might have been, you know.
Reaching a little bit or reading into it a little deep because
try to.
Later on, that was her, or it could be like, I finally overcame.
Yeah.
I've been running around all day, all night and all morning.
Mm-hmm.
I finally got you, bitch.
Yeah.
Ah!
Yep. I won.
Relief. I won. Even though she's a bad guy.
Yeah.
Is she the bad guy or is she just doing what any tether would have done if they were in that position?
I think she's the bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
Because original Adelaide was innocent. She didn't know anything about the tethered.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know. And Red didn't care. Red sentenced her
to a life. And she was doing this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The whole time.
Yep. She knew what the fuck she was
as
doing.
As opposed to like, hey, I'm sorry, but this is what I'm doing.
Yeah.
It's what it is.
No.
You would do the same thing if you was in my position.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sorry, but you got to stay down here and I'm going up there with your family.
She knew exactly what the fuck she was doing.
Yeah.
The face let you know that it was wrong.
Yeah, wrong.
She knew it was wrong. She did it fucking anyway.
Right.
Right? Like, you know, and she came up top and she played the role until she, you know, faked the funk. Like she was staring at the daddy like, who the fuck are you? You know,
right.
Listening, peep game. So yeah, I mean, I think Adelaide, you know, the evil Adelaide is fucked up.
Yeah,
but a great villain. One of my favorite.
One of my favorite villains. Rooted for.
Yeah,
we rooted for her the whole way.
Mm-hmm.
The whole way.
Yep, and even and then after, despite knowing everything,
we know it. Like, we was okay. She got away.
I get it.
Yeah,
I get it. Okay, let's give this film some fists.
Some fists, man.
Black fists, 1-5, 5 classic, 1 forgettable. How do you rank us?
Us is a 4.
Yeah, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Yeah, that's exactly. It's not a classic.
Not a classic.
Because there's too much missing.
Too much missing from it.
It's too much missing. And
there's no and there was no redeeming quality for Gabe Wilson.
Right.
If he needed to come back. Mm-hmm. He needed to come and do something to redeem his
hero moment.
Yeah. Like Real Battle did.
Yeah.
Not Real Battle. Lil Rel does in Get Out.
Exactly.
Even though he didn't have any bad qualities. But he was a hero at the end.
Yeah.
And we were all loving the fact he showed up at the end as a hero. If Gabe Wilson would have did something to save his wife and his son at the end, let's say that Adelaide actually did kill Dolph Red, which is what we needed to see as a heroine.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, maybe the underground was starting to crumble or some shit, or she was about to get drowning, and then he came hobbling to fix the...
Or Abraham isn't dead. And he shows up,
I killed you
once
before. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying, something.
That'll do it.
Yeah. But yeah, not a classic. I enjoyed the film. I liked the mystique of the film, the story. Mm-hmm. For the most part, it was engaging. It was a good story being told.
Yeah.
But I wish this parallel world was better explained.
That would have helped propel this movie. It was like Get Out is a classic. We love Get Out.
For sure. Yeah. For sure.
This movie isn't as good as Get Out.
Right.
But it's one of those ones where like when I watch it, I'm happy I'm watching it.
Yeah. I'll watch it again.
Right.
And like, I'd watch it again with other people to see if they understand it better than I did. You know what I'm saying?
Like, and so to me that's the sign of a good 4.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a good 4. Because aside from the weighty and difficult to explain and missing parts to explain of the plot, the movie is executed damn near flawlessly.
Mm-hmm.
It's shot really well.
Right.
It's paced really well.
Yes, it is.
It's acted really well. Mm-hmm. Like, you know,
the little kids did their thing.
Everybody, like everything else, like really works as a technically sound movie. We just get a little wonky when it comes to story. And even though I think the script is still really good, you know, it's just, it's missing those huge chunks of it.
10 to 12 pages of the film, not necessarily in order, but 10 to 12 pages to explain
why they were created.
And I would have wanted the boy to not turn into a little baby at the time. And he was like, you okay?
Right.
Talk, nigga. You can say.
You've been cursing.
You can say, kiss my anus. You know what I'm saying? But all of a sudden.
Right.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, mom. Say something catchy. Say something a little boy would say.
Yeah.
I got to use the bathroom. Something. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But like, I wouldn't want something more out of him.
Would you ever want to see a sequel of Us, or are you content to leave this universe?
Because if Adelaide is dead, then what? Unless Us Part 2 explained this new world, this parallel world, that makes sense to make it creative. Mm-hmm. I don't want to see a part two.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, there's some interesting, like, you know, they clone Tyrone type of shit where, like, there's another red waiting in the wings.
Right.
You know what I mean? And
hatch out of a rabbit egg.
Yeah. She gets activated.
A rabbit egg.
But yeah, overall, like, I think, you know, Us is a good, it's a good movie. So, like, you know, like, this is, like, I feel like fives and fours, I was thinking about this on the drive down, it'll be my last point. Fives and fours are required watching for the culture.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you know, any movie that we've ranked five or ranked four, you have to watch
even that. Even if you can critique it to a degree, you got some critique about it, you got some hot takes.
Yeah.
It's a movie that you got to go see.
This is a good Halloween movie, right? Yeah. Like, you know, I think it's
dope. It's a good tale. It's a good tale.
It's great. Yeah, it's good movie.
Yeah, so.
Good movie.
I dig it, man.
Yeah.
Us. Mm-hmm. Four.
Four.
Shaky four.
Four.
A shaky four is still solid.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying?
You there. Like, it's no, like, fives are not perfect.
Right.
Fives are not without their flaws.
But fives are still classics.
But fives are still classics.
Yeah.
Us is not a classic.
Right.
Get Out is a classic.
Yes.
Us is not a classic. Mm-hmm. But it's still a good movie.
It's still a good movie. Yeah for sure. All right, y'all. Big Ja.
Mm-hmm.
Tethered Tone. This is another episode of Blackbusters. And we watched, we reviewed Us. Catch us next time, man. Mm-hmm. Next time on Blackbusters. Be good or be good at it. And I'll see y'all next time, man. To the max. Boom.
Blackbusters.
Shop Amazon for last minute gifts. Great deals for everyone on your list. Gifts for mom and gifts for dad. Even for your sister and your brother Chad. Ah shoot, we didn't realize we were supposed to get a gift for our dog walker guy. We almost forgot about our dentist Dr. Kerr. We didn't expect to get a gift from her. Or our cousin, I forget his name. He got us something nice, better reciprocate. For last minute deals on gifts for people you forgot. Get fast and free shipping at Amazon.